Jeremy Grandstaff and I are going to do a session for you on leadership. We've had a lot of new members over the last couple of years, and they keep saying, well, you know, I don't understand, you know, what does it take to be a committee member? What does it take to be a committee chair? And that kind of thing. So we, Jeremy and I have been got together, and we have developed this session for you guys. And so I'm going to turn it over to Jeremy.
All right. How's everybody doing? I didn't get the feedback. All right. You know what? I'm just yelling. So we call this Lead the Way, Igniting Leadership in ACB Virginia. And our purpose really is to design a workshop that deepens your understanding and appreciation for what it takes to lead and be empowered in ACB of Virginia. So our goal is that as attendees, you're going to walk out of this with four things. Are you ready? Okay. A clear understanding of what leadership is in ACB Virginia and what that means. We're going to also look at number two, increased awareness of ACB's core values and leadership expectations. Number three, we're going to try to give you some tools and inspiration to build your leadership skills. And number four, at the end, there'll be a personal commitment or an opportunity for you to make that personal commitment of growth and lead in your local chapter, your committees, or even at the state level. So that is the purpose that we're working on achieving. Does that sound like a good purpose to you guys?
Sure.
I heard a sure. Are you sure? All right. So we're going to start with a quick welcome. And then we're going to do presentation by Doug on what is leadership in ACB. Then we're going to have a small group breakout activity for you to do where you'll get to talk about it. We'll report back on the group activity. We'll do an open Q&A. And remember what I said at the end. We're going to have an opportunity for you to commit to yourself that you're wanting to grow your leadership. So what I'd love to do is I want to start from your table, from somebody sitting at Sam's table. What would you like to get out of this conversation tonight? You tell me. I'm going to repeat it into the mic. It can be anybody at Sam's table. If not, we're going to call on Sam.
Andre.
All right, Andre, what you got?
To learn more about ACB.
You want to learn more about ACB. Fantastic. Anybody else at this table got something that you want to learn in the leadership workshop?
To learn what leadership is in ACB.
To learn what leadership is. Fantastic. I'm going to come to this table back here. There we go. Thank you. Now listen, Cindy, you know what? I'm going to put you on the spot now. You got to give me one too. Cindy, what do you want to get out of this?
A nap.
A nap. All right. Doug, I am not going to let her do that to you.
I didn't know what I was saying. I didn't tell her.
I'm just kidding, Cindy. I'm just kidding. Roseanne. Where'd she go? Oh,
right here.
There you are. What do you want to get out of this?
How to delegate.
Ah. Who in here would be proud of Roseanne if she mastered that skill? Let's give her a round of applause for that. Okay. I've got time for one more. You've got to say it, and you've got to tell us what you want to get out of this leadership workshop, or you just cannot move on.
Find out the greatest need, and then how I can work with the community or the government to help.
So the greatest need, I'm going to try to say that back because I want to make sure I got it right.
Yeah, the greatest needs, some of the needs.
Some of the needs of ACB Virginia, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then ways that, can I piggyback off of what you said and reframe it as ways to engage more of the community or government to get what we want?
Right.
Ah, awesome. Everybody good with that one too?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Fantastic. Well, first of all, give yourselves a round of applause for actually participating in that introduction. See, we got you talking. All right, Doug.
Walk it out, buddy.
Thank you.
Good in his corduroys.
I'm going to frame this section as ready, set, and go. Okay? So ready. What do you need to be ready for a leadership role? Okay? So ACB has some core values that they put forth, and ACB Virginia has also identified them and maybe changed them a little bit. So I'm gonna go through them a little bit with you guys and ask you, for example, what does integrity and honesty mean to you? And I'll repeat it. If you just want to shout it out or say your name so we can. What does integrity and honesty mean to you?
How one conducts himself in public.
How one conducts themselves in public. Okay. All right. What else?
Making yourself reliable.
Making yourself reliable. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Like if you say, I'm going to help set all these tables, you help set the tables.
All right. Coming through on your promises?
Coming through on your promises.
Excellent.
Do what you say you'll do.
Do what you say you'll do. Okay. What else?
Consistency in character.
Consistency in character. Okay. Good.
When there's nobody around.
How do you act when nobody's around? So it's not only what you do in public, but also when nobody's around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Committing to your duties.
Committing to your duties. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, if you and by the way, on the opposite side, don't take on too much, right? You know, if everybody gets excited, okay, you know, Jeremy at the end is going to say, okay, what are you going to sign up for next, right? And we're going to and everybody's going to oh yeah, I want to do this and I want to do this and I want to do that and I mean, how many people have done that, right? And you get overwhelmed. And you don't do anything well, and you hate yourself, right? So that's part of it also is being honest with yourself about what you can handle, right? The last thing that I'd like to talk about in terms of honesty is as a leader is I hate when people have a promise to do something. They know it's going down the tubes. They're not going to make it. They don't come to me. They go away and I can't get a hold of them, right? Right? We've all either done that or we've been a part of that, right? So that's part of honesty and integrity for me is asking for help when you need it, you know, but also right, you know, enough in advance so that you can actually get it done in the time. Because I'll tell you, you know, in the working world, you know, people, you know, they make promises and they have to keep them or they lose their job, right? In the volunteer realm, there's a sort of, there can develop a sort of a culture that says, well, it's a volunteer job. It's not as important. I'm not going to lose my job over it. And if I did, you know, it's a volunteer job anyway, so who cares, right? So we want to develop a culture where if you volunteer for something, you know, it's just as important, if not more important, than your paying job. Okay? Because I'll tell you, there's enough in this world going on that we need to change. That if we sort of say, well, you know, I'm a volunteer, so I don't have to do this, you know, nothing's going to change, is it? Right? Okay, good. I've belabored that long enough. How about next one? I did it all by memory, and so I got behind on my notes. All right, the next one is respect. What does that mean to you guys?
How you treat those around you.
How you treat those around you, okay? Right? Anything else on that?
Regard for the other person.
Regard for the other person, okay? Anybody else?
What others have to say.
Listening to what others have to say. Ooh. That's a good.
Carry yourself a little value.
How you carry yourself so they respect you, and I heard and there was another one too.
How you react to feedback.
How you react to feedback from other people. How open are you to other ideas? I mean, I always go in, for example, I always go into a meeting when I'm going to ask a question, I have some possible answers, right? And but I'm not, you know, I'm not going in there with my answers and saying, you know, and soliciting responses from other people, and they say, oh, good, you know, that's a nice idea, yeah, but here's what we're going to do. and do my ideas anyway. So we don't want to do that. We want to, you know, open it up for other people to contribute, right? Okay, good. And by the way, that, you know, that goes double for people who don't look like us, talk like us, you know, all those things that, you know, we talk about in terms of diversity. I know that's a bad word right now, but I think it's a good word. So next is collaboration. Okay, that's another core value of ACB and ACB of Virginia. Collaboration. We're not going to get it all done ourselves, are we?
No.
Right? And it goes along with delegation too, but but collaboration also with outside groups, right?
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm impressed. You know, the Lions are here tonight. You know, other groups have contributed to our being taken care of tonight. So it's all about collaboration and working together to get things done. All right, creativity and flexibility. What does that mean to you?
Thinking outside the box.
Thinking outside the box. Okay? What else?
Adjustment to whatever is being done.
Adjustment to whatever is being done. Okay? Good.
You have to be willing to rewrite the plan, plan A or B.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I have to repeat that. Creating a new plan when A, B, and C don't work. Right? Keep open to that's right, and collaborating with other people. So, you know, maybe you can come up with D, which is nothing you'd thought of in the past. Good. And the last one is initiative. What does that mean?
Get off the couch.
Get off the couch. Okay. Anybody else? Right. So, I want to put special attention on this one because we have several committees in ACB of Virginia, and we have very committed. We've instituted a thing called which is that there are co-chairs for every meeting. So every committee. Sorry. So. There's more than one person doing the work. There's, you know, the two heads are better than one. Succession planning, all those kinds of things. So we have co-chairs for each of our committees, and we have committees. And the thing that we've been noticing is that the committee chairs are doing all the work. That's partly their fault. So, you know, delegation is a great thing, and breaking down tasks, right, to so that into small enough pieces and sharing them out. But on the other hand, the committee members have not been bringing themselves forward in a way that really is the most beneficial for the committee work. So there's give and take on both sides of this initiative thing to try and, you know, get these committees completing the tasks that they need to complete. We all know what these are, you know, and we all exhibit them to a large extent, don't we? Right? So this is just a reminder for us, and it's something that we're going to work on for the rest of our lives. So I just want to make sure that you understand that there's not a level of expertise in these that we're looking for before we have somebody join a committee or another leadership role. So that's what I wanted to say about that. Next. So there are certain, for a leader to be effective, there are certain adaptive skills that would be helpful. And I know that, you know, everybody is somewhere on the path of becoming experts or, in technologies and that kind of thing. So, for example, O&M, you know, being able to get around town, you know, get the community pretty effectively is a useful thing. Technology, obviously there are devices all over the place to help you do your jobs better, but there are lots of people who can't even be on a Zoom call yet, and people who are I won't say any names, but there's a person who asked me how you make a contact. So those are the kinds of skills that we like to see people learning. If they haven't learned them already, then we like to see them, you know, making an effort to get better at their adaptive skills. Communication. Some people are really good at communicating. Other people are not so hot. And that's either in writing or in speaking. So Toastmasters is an organization that people have joined to get better at their speaking skills. It gives them good practice. They get assignments. They, you know, and they're working on that. If that's a barrier for you in terms of joining leadership, you know, please, you know, see if there's an organization around you that does that kind of thing. Same thing about written communication. So you can always take a course in business writing or something like that, persuasive writing, to help you develop your writing skills. Organization skills. How many people wait for the reminder of the meeting to, you know, because they haven't written it down on their calendar?
What was that?
She said, what had happened was.
So, you know, developing organizational skills, Dropbox or folders, you know, finding out how to use folders on, you know, on your computer, on your phone, you know, and all those kinds of things. Those are really helpful skills in helping you to organize your life so that you can do a better job.
Siri.
Yeah, well, Siri's good at some of that stuff. That's right. But you got to know how to use it, don't you? So those are the kinds of things that we're talking about in terms of getting ready. Now let's talk about get set. Okay, so get set for me, for the purpose of this workshop, was learn about ACB. Okay, how do you learn about ACB? Well, there's People of Vision. It's a book that's available on Bard. You can go on the ACB website and find out more about who we are and what we're doing and that kind of thing. Same thing about ACB of Virginia. You can go on our website, acbva.org, and find out what's going on, what's happening. Find out what the bylaws are. How many people have read the other than my committee, who has just rewritten the bylaws? How many people have actually read the ACB of Virginia bylaws? Okay, yeah, I heard a snore in the background here. But that's how you learn about an organization, isn't it? You know, and then also the Robert's Rules of Order.
Oh yeah.
You know. If people go to meetings and they don't know, so I'm of two minds about Robert's Rules. If a meeting is working, if people are being heard, if everybody has a chance to contribute in a meeting, then you don't need Robert's Rules, do you?
No.
Right? You come to a consensus and you keep moving. But when the going gets tough, Robert's Rules are there to help make sure that everybody gets heard who wants to be heard, and that everybody has a vote in what's going on. So that's it's important to at least learn the fundamentals of Robert's Rules. ACB of Virginia has a mission, a vision, and a strategic plan. Find out what those are. What are our goals, right? What are we heading for? In terms of a 501c3, you know, that's a nonprofit organization, we have to have a mission and we have to stick to that mission or we're going to lose our status. So find out what the mission, what the vision is, and what the strategic plan is. Any quick questions about that? All right. So, what do you think a committee member is responsible for? So this is part of get set. So people have asked, what is a committee member responsible for? What does it take to become a committee member? Anybody got an idea?
Commitment.
Yeah. Okay.
Interest.
Good.
Focused on the goal.
All right.
Passion.
Well, find out what the goal is first, though, right? And passion. Yep. Good.
Skill learning.
Okay. You know, going back to those skills that, and it may be that, you know, so volunteering to be on a committee is a courageous act, right? Because you're going to do stuff, and you're going to succeed sometimes, and you're going to fail sometimes. Right? And you're going to hopefully learn from your failures, right? So, doing all those things and offering to do tasks that your committee has identified is one of the responsibilities of being a member of a committee. Oh, yeah, attend meetings, duh, right? I don't know how many, how many times we've had committee meetings and we have, three or four people? Right? And when there are 8 or 10 or 12 people on the committee, that's insane, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you do have a responsibility to contribute. I know when you're new to a committee, you want to sit back and listen and find out what's going on and, where things are and all that kind of stuff. But, contributing your talent, your thoughts, is one of your responsibilities, actually. All right, and take the initiative to help on tasks. Oh yeah, and be able to meet your deadlines, right? But that means that as a committee, you got to figure out what your deadlines are, right? SMART goals. Have you ever heard of SMART goals?
Yeah.
All right. So S is for
specific.
M.
Measurable.
A. Attainable. R.
Relevant.
Yep. And T. Time bound. Yep. So when you're making your goals, make sure that those goals are realistic and, those follow those SMART, the SMART things so that you have something to measure against. Because then the commitment level 2 is the committee chairs. Once you've developed a task plan, then you can manage it, right?
Yeah.
And that's one of the major things about a committee chair. They are there to sort of take look at the vision of what the committee should be doing and then managing people in their tasks to get it done, right? I mean, that's pretty simple. Oh yeah. So moving on, talking a little bit more about committee chairs. What other qualities do you think would be a good idea to have responsibilities for a leader taking on a chairmanship of a committee?
Good listening skills.
Listening skills. What does that mean?
That means you really listen to what the other participants are saying, and sometimes even what they're not saying, and bring it up.
Okay, she said, really listening to people who are on the committee, bringing topics up, and really listen and listen to what they're not actually saying, and try to incorporate that into your process. Yeah, yeah, good. Anybody else?
Having an agenda.
Oh yeah. Good thought. So when you have a committee meeting, right? Let's not go into a committee meeting and sit around and shoot the what, right? Have an agenda of what you want to cover it, and be gone, right? Okay, good.
Make sure the right people are doing the right tasks.
Make sure the right people are doing the right tasks. Okay, that's a good one. Also, mentoring those new members on committees who are just coming up and maybe don't know how, they want to help, but they're not sure how, right? So that is a responsibility of the of committee chairs. Anything else?
I guess what you piggybacking went on, he was saying was knowing your other committee members' strengths and weaknesses.
Yes, knowing your committee members' strengths and weaknesses. And maybe, you know, I mean, sure, you do want, so I know about, I got thoughts running around. So I've been in positions where the leaders of an organization go back to the same people all the time because they know they can get it done. But that doesn't leave room for growth or succession, does it? So you have to sort of play it a little bit from both sides. Work to people's strengths, but also develop other people's strengths, you know, in areas that they may not be familiar with before, if you can, and if they're interested. Does that make sense? Okay, anything else?
Knowing what the duties are of a chairman. For example, if a new person comes on board, that person new to the organization may not know what the duties of a chairperson is.
2 minutes.
So having standard maybe operating procedures for that chairmanship may be viable to have.
Okay. Having a manual for being a chair so that you know what you're responsible to do and can do it. Is that a summary of what you said? Okay, good. All right. So I'm going to move on. We've got two other levels of responsibility, that of being on the board and also being an officer. Okay. What responsibilities beyond what we've talked about is a board member responsible for?
All board members have a fiduciary responsibility to make sure funds and resources are expended in a proper manner.
All board members have a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that the organization is spending their money in the proper way. Right? Fiduciary responsibility. Fiduciary is just money. Anybody else?
Making sure the committees are on mission.
Okay, making sure the committees are on mission. Good. And quite often, an organization will have their board members be committee chairs also. So that's a possibility. So what about an officer? What responsibility does an officer have that a board member doesn't have?
To keep everybody informed.
To keep everybody in line, yeah. To oversee, and also to take major responsibility. Some of the duties of those officers are prescribed in the bylaws or the Constitution, right? So they have specific duties and specific areas of expertise, and so yeah, they can be managers in those areas. I have one more thing before we go. Oh, the other thing about board members and officers is that they may have more responsibilities outside of the organization, representing the organization, right? So. Okay. So I just wanted to cover this really quickly. If you've decided to run for an office, there are a couple of logistical things that I want to talk about in terms of go, you know, if you're ready to go and you're ready to run for office. First thing is, develop all these, work on developing these skills that we've been talking about. The other is find, just logistically, find somebody to nominate you, find somebody to second your nomination, and put together a list of your qualifications for the job, right? So that when it comes time for the election, you are prepared to defend your nomination for the post. Oh, and let the nominating committee know of your interest. So that's what I had in terms of getting ready, getting set, and starting the process of becoming an elected leader of ACB of Virginia. So now I'm going to turn it back to Jeremy, who's going to take off from that and do what he does.
Thanks.
Sure.
All right. Let's give Doug a round of applause. Seriously. Come on. You guys can do better than that. Now, come on. There we go. Doug, are you feeling the love?
Absolutely.
He's feeling the love. Okay. So this group is really getting to know me more every day. And what I mean by that is usually I start this by saying, for those of you who know me well, you know what's coming next. And as I was preparing my remarks, I'm like, they're not going to even get what I'm talking about. So here's what we're going to do. You just got a lot of information from Doug, right? Now, I have two questions, and what I'd like you to do is to talk about these questions. You're going to have about 17 minutes, maybe 18, depending on how quickly I get through this. But here are the two questions. Are you ready? That's okay.
Sorry.
Don't apologize. Yeah, I'm sorry. You have no reason to apologize. You're fine.
She's being organized.
I know. I like that. All right. So you guys want to know the questions or?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Here they are. Number one, when I think about a leader that I absolutely was inspired by in my life, these are the qualities that they had. Okay, so number one, when I think about a leader that inspired me, that made me say they were the leader, what qualities did they have? And then number two, after you've listened to each other, and I'll give you a little prompting with time, right? But number two's question then is, out of all the different things that we've talked about in these great leaders, what are the two that are most important to building ACB of Virginia? So just to repeat again, because normally I give this to you in a handout. By the way, for those of you who have the Braille pieces that I was handing out, on the back of it, there's a link where you can go to all the materials that we have for you. And we'll end by telling you about all those materials. And for those of you who do not read Braille, I have QR codes where you can actually go and just boom right in there. No, do not edit the files, Roseanne. They're fine. All right, so our two questions, just to review. One, when I think of leaders that inspired me, that took it to the next level, here are the qualities that they had. Number two, based on all those things that we just talked about, what are the two most important for ACB of Virginia to grow and thrive? So let's go ahead and make sure that you're listening to each other, not talking over each other. Deborah Hill sings. I'm going to ask you to step back a little bit. Let others talk. You too, Roseanne. No, I'm kidding. But make sure that everybody's participating. You've got your two questions. I'll give you a time check in the middle. Go. All right. So did every group... Did every, all I want to know, I don't want to know what they are yet. I just want to know, did you get to the point that you have two?
Yes.
Okay, any group not get there? Ah, see, excellent, good. All right, so what I'd like to do is I want to have the Zoom people are going to weigh into this as well. And then we're going to take questions after that. So if you've got questions, be ready with those. But we're going to start with reporting back on what your groups come up with. So what I'd like you to do is if you are on Zoom and you narrowed it down to the top two, then I would love for you to raise your hand and we'll take three of those, Rick. And so go ahead and get those queued up for us. I want to start... We're going to start over here with Deborah Hill Sings table. So, Deborah, tell us, what were the two your table come up with?
The two leaders?
What were the two things that you felt leaders needed to have in order to make ACB take ACB VA to the next level? The second question.
The great one that came from Jerry was the idea of that he got from his leader Barack Obama was knowledge and information.
Okay.
He felt like if we gathered and gained more knowledge about our members and their needs and the blind and low vision community better know how to advocate.
So gathering more information so that we are able to more effectively advocate. Is it okay for me to say it like that? Fantastic. Hey, Rick, you're recording this for me, right?
I am.
Yeah, I love you so much. Thank you. Awesome. All right, let's go to this table over here. Sorry about that. Talk to me about the two you guys come up with, the two traits that would take ACBVA to the next level if every leader had them.
For our group, we decided on two things as empathy and courage.
Empathy and courage. I love it. We're going to come back to this table back here. Tell me, what are your two?
I threw out perseverance and determination.
Perseverance and determination. Rick, do I have anyone on Zoom?
No one on Zoom.
Okay, Zoom people, wake up. Stop multitasking, okay? We see you. All right, we'll come back and check in on Zoom in just a minute. What about your table? What's the two you guys come up with?
Confidence and trust.
Confidence and trust. You guys want to know a little secret? When you have committees that are involved in bad conflict, good conflict's great, right? Deborah and I can throw down over how a song should be sang and how we communicate that value. But what we don't want to do is argue over, well, I think you sing it wrong. Well, I think you sing it. That's bad conflict, right? Anytime you've got a group of people who are involved in bad conflict, it's because they don't trust each other.
Yeah.
By the way, in case you're curious, that's from a book, Five Dysfunctions of a Team. Five Dysfunctions of a Team. I recommend everybody read that. What's two from this group over here?
Paul would say.
Who's that?
Sorry?
Paul would be the one, Patrick.
Oh,
Patrick.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Okay.
Yeah. Vision and the ability to inspire your people to make it happen.
Vision and the ability to inspire your people to make it happen. I love that. And what I love is that you said vision. That's awesome. Right? Because, so I just gave a TED talk. I just did a TEDx talk in Ypsilanti, Michigan. And the way that I opened my TEDx talk was, you don't have to actually see to have vision. And everybody's like, what? Yeah. All right, two from this group over here. I think it's Roseanne's table. Nope. No, sorry. Okay, what were your two? Sorry. From this group.
One
was listening. Okay. A good listener, a great listener?
Yes.
You want a great listener. All right, I love it. Any others?
Surrounding yourself with skilled people.
I love that. I absolutely love that. There is, I don't remember what it's from, but there's a quote that says, a great leader surrounds themselves with people who are smarter than them. And I really believe that. That makes a smart leader. Okay, this table over here, two from you. What do you got? The top two.
In the adversity or conflict, the person is able to smooth over things, work with, it all solved.
Okay.
Second thing is to play to their strengths and skills.
Excellent. So playing to your strengths and skills, and then also making sure that you can do that conflict management, right? Check out something if you're really interested in solving conflict. Check out something called polarity theory. It's called polarity theory. Polarity, like P-O-L-A-R-I-T-Y, theory. And basically, the concept is, instead of saying we can't do that unless we do this, we're going to do both and figure out what we need to do in order to make those happen. So it's a really good way to tackle conflict within your committees and really make that well. Now, Doug, I'm going to be coming to you for more questions from the group here in just a minute, just to give you the heads up. This table over here.
We came up with ambition.
Ambition.
Or solution.
Ambition or solutions. I love it. And your table over here.
Sorry. We come up with integrity.
Integrity.
And initiative.
And initiative.
Ownership of it. Taking responsibility and being honest while you're doing it.
There is a great book out there for those of you who are military fans. There is a great book. I think it's by Jocko Willing and another guy, and it's called Extreme Ownership. And literally, it's kind of like, if anybody's ever heard of Chris Voss's Never Split the Difference, Chris Voss was a negotiator for the FBI. And what he does in his book is kind of what Jocko Willing and them do in Extreme Ownership. They take you through a tense situation for Chris and the FBI. It was a hostage negotiation. For Jocko Willing and his crew, it was, I believe it was Iraq. Right. And so they would take it. Like, I remember reading this and it, like, it's describing a battle in a way that I've never actually fully understand that that's how they worked. Right. But after that, they tell you what they learned from that situation and then they tell you how to apply it to business. And by the way, just to be clear, when you're running a nonprofit, the more you can apply it to business, the more steady the nonprofit grows. And so if your goal is to grow and to engage more people, as Doug was saying earlier, you got to look for ways to make it a little bit more, I don't want to say corporate because that'll freak people out, but bring some business into the nonprofit, right? Okay. Yeah, Zoom. Do I have any hands?
Nope, they're still asleep.
Zoom, come back to my voice. I'm right here.
We could create their most embarrassing moments. If you
All right, so I do want to spend a little bit of time toward the end. So first of all, how are we doing so far? Everybody liking this? Yeah? Okay, so toward the end, I do want to spend about 5 minutes telling you about the resources that you have available to you that Doug and I put together. So we'll make some time for that. Right now, we've got some time for what I like to call burning questions. Burning questions are those questions that if you don't ask them right now, in your head, you can't move on. Right? And that's a little, by the way, you ever want to end a meeting? Don't say to people, is there anything else we should talk about? Everybody's always going to say yes, right? But the way you do it is you say, is there any burning issues that if we don't talk about them right now, this is not time worth spent for you or time well spent for you, right? You're making it about them and their time. And most people are going to be like, no, you know what? I don't actually need to ask that because I figured it out, right? And so you tend to get better questions that way. So who has a question for either me or Doug when it comes to leadership? And obviously Doug is talking more from the ACBVA type piece. I'm kind of more general because I would never ever try to talk about the leadership of ACBVA as someone who's not the president. So, questions for me or Doug? Anybody?
I have a question.
What's your name?
April.
Okay, so if you got a question, what I want you to do is say your name and then I'll add you to the queue. So April, what you got?
I'm actually wondering, what is the difference between the responsibilities and all that of a board member as being an officer? What is that?
That's a great question. Doug, do you want it?
Sure, I'll take it.
You'll take it? Here you go, bud.
So I see the board member as sort of a training ground for an officer. Officers have specific skill sets because their job is prescribed in the Constitution and bylaws. And, you know, the president is supposed to preside over meetings and da-da-da-da. The secretary is supposed to keep the roles of the members and also do minutes for meetings. The treasurer, obviously, is, you know, keeping care of the books. So they have specified areas of expertise. The board members haven't brought they're all elected positions. So perhaps the board is a training ground for officers. Perhaps you're learning what it takes to be a leader and go out and make speeches at your local senior center or your local Lions Club, anything like that. That is for the board and officers, more the officers than the board. So I guess that's how I would answer that question. I think that does it pretty well.
Yeah, and most of the time, I like to think of like the board members are the next officers.
Right.
But I will say, and you were talking about this earlier, there is a fiduciary responsibility. So if you are a board member and you come into a meeting and you were supposed to give your approval on the budget and you didn't read the budget, that's a problem, right? And so, my rule of thumb when it comes to board and officer members is if you're on the board, start acting like you're ready for an officer and start learning what that office might be for you. I would never make a good treasurer. It's not that I can't deal with money. It's that I am much better as a VP or a president because I tend to think strategically and tend to think with process. I'm not as number driven. Yeah. Okay, questions. Who else has a question? We have anything from Zoom? Just checking in.
Nope.
Okay.
Sometimes the board also has past officers.
It does. And sometimes you'll see like immediate and past president and that type of thing. So that's a way for succession planning to happen. Absolutely. Other questions?
Jeremy, I don't have a question. This is Robin.
Hey, Robin.
But I do have a comment.
Okay.
People, which about, paper and policy and budget and treasurer's reports and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's a lot of paper. But if you don't read the paper, you don't know what in the heck happens. And if you don't know what happens, you can't make a good decision. If you can't make a good decision, the whole thing falls apart. So you gotta read and understand and want to. And if you don't want to, it's better that you don't do it.
So
it pulls everybody down with, well, I don't know. And then the whole group has to back up and go over stuff that you should do. So you have to be prepared.
So if you'll permit me, I need to kind of repeat that into the mic so that the people in Zoom are getting it. Yeah. And I'm gonna flip it. Robin, sorry about that, Robin.
Can I?
Go.
So here's how I look at it. This is Doug. I forgot to do this. I do it in the document that you're going to get if you want. There are two classes that we didn't talk about tonight. One is a non-member and one is a member who is not, jumped into a leadership role. And, I would love to have everybody be interested in everything I put out. I think it's important or I wouldn't put it out. But other people don't. I don't know if you know the 80-20 rule. The 20% of the people do 80% of the work. Aspirationally, we want everybody to read everything, and we put out things so that they have it available. And that's my commitment, is to try to be transparent as possible, so that if you want the information, I can get it to you. I can't make you read it. I can't make you jump in and get on a committee, but I can give you the opportunity, and I think that's our responsibility.
I'm gonna piggyback on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I got my train of thought back. So, first of all, remember, if you're talking about a board or an officer position, you have a legal responsibility to be prepared for meetings. Okay? Now, as the person who's calling the meeting, you also have a responsibility to not send things to people the day before. Right? And so one of the things that you want to look at is if you have people, and I'm not saying you, by the way, I'm just talking in general, Doug. If you have people who are showing up and they're like, oh, I didn't have time to read it, the first thing I want you to ask is, when did I actually send it to them? And did I give them enough time? Right? The other thing that I do in emails, and with blind people, I can't bold it. With sighted people, oh, I bold the thing, right? But with blind people, I put stars around it. And I will say, to make the best use of your time, it is critical that you read every document that is attached to this email. And if you cannot, I need to know before you get to the meeting. And notice the way that I'm framing it, though. To make the best use of your time, right? If you can frame it about them, they're usually more apt to take action. I think we have time for maybe two more because I want to make sure we go through these resources. Excuse me. Two more burning questions. If you don't ask it, we can't move on. Anybody?
I have one.
What's your name?
Kasahun.
I'm sorry?
Kasahun.
Kasahun.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Kasahun, go ahead.
Thank you. Very, very small one, but comparing the organization of the mainstream organization, by that I mean sighted organization, people of sighted, organization of sighted people, with organization of the blind leadership, do you think that there are extraordinarily unique challenges unique to the organization of the blind that leaders should be aware of?
That's a great question. So just to repeat it for anybody who may be listening in, he's asking, is there anything that as a blind organization we need to be more aware of that may be more unique to us that's not necessarily as unique for sighted people when it comes to leadership and serving in capacities. Did I get your question right?
Got it. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Doug, I'm going to let you. So here's the deal. I'll answer it if you want me to. I'm happy to answer because I feel very strongly about this. But I want to defer to you first and then see if we even come close to each other.
Yes and no. Yes, we need to be cognizant of people's adaptive technology expertise and those kinds of things. We need to make sure that I've sort of gotten out of the habit of printing things because, you know, I never have the right number of Braille and large print and regular print and all that kind of stuff. So I try to send things out electronically so that people can deal with it in the format that they're most comfortable. But so those kinds of issues, I think, are, yes, we have to be cognizant of those. Other than that, in terms of leadership, the answer is no. We are just as courageous. We have just as much integrity. We have just as much, all those things that we've been talking about all night. We are comparable to anybody in the world.
Okay. So you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I kind of agree and don't.
Should we hug?
No,
sure.
Okay. Come here. All right. No, here's the deal. This is how I feel. And here's why I'm saying this, because it is kind of funny, but it's actually something that has really begun to frustrate me. And this is why I said I kind of agree. Because yes, as blind people, so when I brought this leadership workshop to you guys and we put this all together, I don't have enough Braille paper to print Braille things for every single person in the room. So I did the 2-page agenda with a link to more materials, right? That way, you, if you have the technical ability, are able to get that link. For those of you who don't read Braille, I put QR codes on little pieces of paper. That QR code, if you scan it, will take you right to the materials, right? Now, I was more instrumental in printing the Braille because I knew I was coming to ACB VA. And as a blind person, it's always cool to have Braille, right? If it is for me, okay? But here's the deal. I have 25 years of learning and development and organization development experience. And since I was, since I parted from my last job, I got to be careful how I said that. Since I parted from my last job at the end of August, I have sat in 5 different professional development opportunities where I am listening to leaders in my field talk about how inclusive they are and how they're designing their learning and all of their planning meetings so that everybody feels engaged. And I swear to God, they have offered no link to any materials for anybody. So, Sam, are you still back there?
Yep.
Yeah. The phrase that I learned in the accessibility field in the 14 months that I worked in that field that I so have taken, like, I'm a learning and development expert. I'm not an accessibility guy, right? And so as I'm working my way into my next L&D role, what I'm actually realizing is I need to start talking about how when we design for people with disabilities, we are creating a more engaging and accessible experience for everybody,
yeah.
Right? And so now the conversation changed. I don't want, and by the way, I have 2 conferences. I know I'm digressing a little bit, but I think it'll help. I have 2 conferences that I was on the host committee for this weekend. I don't know what I was thinking with that. But the other conference, we had 20 different workshops and we had 2 keynotes. It'll be happening tomorrow before I come back down in the afternoon. And here's what I'm really proud of. Every single speaker gave us their materials in advance. It is all up on Google Drive and everybody has access to the materials if they need to look at their phone, if they want to print them out, if they need to be able, like me, to be able to look at it on their computer, they are gonna be able to do that. And all it took was me actually just saying to the rest of the host committee, hey, I'm gonna make sure that we get all the speakers' information. I didn't have to go through a whole, because it's gonna be better for me as a blind guy. Instead, I said, it's gonna offer more access for everybody, and that sold it. Right? So that's what I want you to be thinking about when you're thinking about what do we need as blind people? Ask the next question. What's that going to do for everybody else?
Make it better.
That's right. Should I tell them what's in the resources? You think?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. All right. Hold on. I got to grab my phone here. All right. First of all, I'm actually kind of amazed right now that I am doing this on my phone and holding the mic all at the same time. All right, here we go. So the first thing that you'll notice if you scan the QR code or you go to, there it is. So if you scan the QR code, it's going to take you to a folder. If you punch in that link at the bottom of the Braille, it's going to also take you to the same folder. It is a Google folder. You guys okay? All right. So it is a Google folder. If anybody has any trouble with that, there's a tech workshop happening tomorrow and I'll be around right after it. So I can help you with that. Okay. And I bet Stan would be willing to try. Right, Stan?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you would. All right. So here's what's in your folder. So my recommendation is if you're scanning things for the first time, let's wait to do that until after so you know what you're going to have, okay? Here you go. The first thing that is in there is a copy of the agenda. It has a 0 in front of it because that makes it go at the top. The second thing is called a summary handout. So I'm gonna go through that in just a second. There's also, do you guys have a question back there? I'm just checking. Okay, so The third document in there is the what we call the full handout. So the summary handout was just 2 pages. The full handout actually is like a 5-page thing. And I'm going to tell you what's in that in just a second. The third thing in there, or the fourth thing, I'm sorry, is a special committee invitation that Doug has prepared for all of you. The fourth thing is a list of the committee chairs. So you have that all available to you. Now let me tell you what's in the handout. 1 second, I'm scrolling to a different screen. Here we go. All right. So I'm going to go through these really quickly. And please, I encourage you, go to that folder and download the handout so that you can get all this information. They are Word documents, so you can open them right there. So the first thing talks about why would you even want to be a leader? The next thing is the core values and non-negotiables that Doug talked about. There is how to level up your communications and some tips to do that. There is the 4 commitment levels that Doug talked about. And it kind of tells you what good looks like for each of those levels. Okay? The next thing. Resources that you can get from ACB and other places within the national organization is also got some stuff in there. There is a thing that says breakout, quick rate yourself. I swear to God, I developed this tool that you rank yourself in 5 different areas from 1 to 5, and then you'll know which things you need to work on. The next thing is things you can do in the next 7 days, which will help increase your leadership. The next thing, it says call to action. Choose your next level. Make an ask. Tell one person. So that's your first 2 pages. Remember I said there's a 2-pager and a 5-pager? Here's the things that's in the 5-pager. You have a whole section of additional reinforcements and resources, which includes things on how to get your mindset aligned with mission, core values, and how to put those into practice, building on the other core values thing, adapting your communication skills and other tips that you can use to develop those. There is a meeting preparation checklist that you can use when preparing for meetings. There is a post-meeting follow-through. Now, most people say, what do you mean follow-through? Literally, I have been rechanging or recoining the word follow-up to follow-through. And it's really fascinating when you do that because people are like, wow, you're really talking about following through on things that we talked about, not just following up to make sure somebody else did, right? There is a 1-page activity plan if you're planning an activity. There's a template there that might be helpful to you. There is coaching prompts for mentoring and self-improvement, which will help you think about how you want to improve yourself. I'm almost done, I promise. There's a day action plan. Oh, a 30-day action plan to improve your leadership, which gives you some guidance there. And then there's a thing that says 4 levels of responsibility and signals that you're ready. And so what we did is it goes through, as a committee member, what are the things you do and what are the things you can work on? Then the next one is committee chair, same thing. Board member, same thing. And officer, same thing. So all of that stuff is in those handouts and is available to you for you to download and to make yours. So, anybody have any questions? What's your name?
Teresa.
Teresa. What you got?
Can we make this available on our website?
Oh, God, yeah, I don't care. Yeah. That's why we did it. But remember, Teresa, I couldn't call you at 3:30 in the morning when I finished this to say, can you upload this to the website before we get down to... So, but what I would recommend is That is ACB 5. Like, this is what we produced for ACB. So I actually have more QR code papers if anybody wants them. I am at the second to the front table on the right-hand side as you're walking up. And then I also have more Braille ones if anybody wants those. And remember, the Braille ones have a link that you go to, and the QR code papers will take you right to that folder. Now, please do me a favor. Don't delete things out of that folder. Any other burning questions you gotta ask him?
We got one back here.
What you got?
Jeremy, just one Braille reading blind guy to another.
Yeah.
The link is in grade 2 Braille. Very hard to decipher as an actual computer Braille URL. Am I making sense? So
you know what? You absolutely are, and I missed. There's an ER sign and an SH sign in there that I did not catch. I'm so sorry about that.
It's also, like, after a bit, it's like .ly or something.
It's, yes. So just so I read it, so there's no confusion. bit.ly/ ACBVA leadership, all one word. Yeah, thank you so much for asking.
I have a question in Zoom.
What you got?
Conrad Bennett, go ahead.
All right, Conrad, bring it on.
Just real quick, could I get them documents emailed to me? Or a link to retrieve those? I know you're talking about the QR codes.
Yep. We'll make sure that that happens. And also, Connor, you can go to bit.ly/ACBVA leadership, all one word. But we'll make sure we email that to you as well.
Okay, thank you.
All right, everybody. You know what? Why don't, because they kind of come up in conversation. So I need to, let me just make a mental note for me, for the recording. I will add in information on Never Split the Difference and on Extreme Ownership. Yep, those are the two books. Great idea. Any other questions from Zoom?
Bernie has his hand up.
Okay, Bernie.
Hey, Jeremy, how are you?
I'm great, Bernie.
How can I get a copy of this folder you're talking about?
Bernie, bit.ly/ACBVA leadership will take you right there, but we'll make sure we email that to you as well.
Yeah, because I can't remember that.
Okay. All right.
So you're going to email me that tonight, right? So I'm eager to look at it.
Sure. Okay. I will get right on that, Bernie.
He's holding you accountable.
He is.
You did a great job, Jeremy. I'm proud of you,
buddy. So,
thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bernie. I'm so glad that you asked that question. So if someone could just remind me that I need to email Bernie.
Yes. Or else.
All right. Doug, we've got about 3 minutes left. And I'm going to be coming to you for final thoughts to wrap things up. Before I do, though, I want to know if there's anybody who is bold enough to tell us one thing that you are taking away from tonight's conversation. Or you can also say one thing you're going to do tomorrow to start growing your leadership. Who wants to be brave? Come on. Okay.
I'm going to take the initiative and send those two gentlemen and see.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you very much. Seriously, drink on me. What was your name, by the way? Teresa. I'm sorry, Teresa. Thank you. Yes. All right. Come on. Give us three more people. What are you taking away from tonight's conversation? Or what are you going to do tomorrow because we had the conversation? Who wants to go? Give me your name.
Gladys Edwards.
All right, Gladys.
Gladys, there we go. Look over this package you gave me and start reading and find out what's going on.
She's going to look over the package. I'm sorry. Can I say she? Yes. She's going to look over the package. do some reading and find out what's going on. That's wonderful. Two more. Come on. Don't be shy. Please don't make me call on people. Nobody likes it when I do that.
Jeremy, this is Robin again.
All right, Robin, what you got?
I am not ashamed to tell, but I am having a fit with my iPhone putting in contacts, and I'm going to learn how to do it because I want to email via my phone, and I don't have email on my phone right now, so I am going to get it.
That is awesome. Robin's going to master her contacts. God, I'm telling you, can you like get rid of the 10,000 duplicates that I have in my phone? That would be amazing. If I could get someone to clean that up, that'd be great. All right, I got time for one more, and then I'm coming to you, Doug, for the final wrap. So let's stand up and get that energy going, okay? All right, all right.
I can do energy.
One more. You got to make that commitment so that you feel like you are bringing your A game. Who's going to do it? Come on, Roseanne. You already said it at the beginning.
I did?
Yeah.
Delegate.
Yes. You know what, Roseanne? Would you like to have an accountability buddy that can help you with the delegation? All right. You call me anytime. We'll talk about it. Hey, listen, before I turn it back to Doug, in all seriousness, as I am navigating my transitioning, right, from job to job, I do find myself in a lot of conversations right now that start with, can you help me navigate blah, blah, blah. So don't hesitate to look me up and have those conversations. I'm always here to help. And I will be back tomorrow at 3. Tomorrow at 3. And we'll be here the entire evening and looking forward to that as well. So I hope this has been fun for you. And Doug, let me give this to you for the final wrap up here, bud. There you go.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you. And I am committed to making sure that my committee chairs break down the tasks that they have so that they can give them away to my committee people and we can move forward even faster.
There you go.
So, and you're in trouble now, that's right. So I just want to thank Jeremy for, I don't know if you, yeah, Jeremy said it. He said, you know, he's doing another conference this weekend. He came down, he's doing this session, he's going home tonight. He's doing his other conference up in Northern Virginia, I think, and then he's going to come back down here. So let's give a round of applause to Jeremy, right? He's busting butt to make sure that we can have what we want. And I want to thank you for hanging in there and being courageous enough to, take a look at what's next for you. And if you want to share that with me at any time or any barriers that come up for you, I'm open to working with you through that. So I'm big on leadership. I'm big on succession. And I'm big on helping people do what they want to be doing. So thank you very much for coming, and I'll see you at the bar.